Get your popcorn ready because it's time for a movie watching party on Asteroid G.
You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein. With me, as always, is
Josh Schaefer
and Queen B.
This week, we are going to be discussing the Amazon cartoon series Invincible, which, okay, so this one's an interesting one because, Josh, you and I have actually read, I think, honestly, almost the entire comic book series at this point.
Just about, yeah.
I think I fell off 3 or so volumes back, and from what I understand, the comic has actually come to an end now, so I just need to pick up the last couple volumes and read it, and then,
yeah,
so, but, I really like the comic, at least the first 10 or 12 volumes of the comic book series.
Yeah. Like, I enjoy it.
Is this you're talking about the comic book series that was done by Kirkman, yeah?
Yeah, Robert Kirkman. Yeah. We touched upon it on a previous Nerd News, I think. We're finally getting around to actually talking about it for real.
Right.
Yeah.
And it looks like it actually has come to an end in that the
comics, yeah. 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 Well, that's the thing. Like, Kirkman, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think Kirkman actually has, when he goes into a comic idea, an end goal for where he goes. I think either contractually or because the comic company convinces him otherwise, or maybe he just really likes the money, he then, and I don't want to be judgmental, everyone likes money, he then takes whatever comic idea he had, and like at around the 15 volume mark, Josh, I think you'd probably agree with me about around that number, he just starts stretching out the idea, and like the end goal is clearly still in sight, but it just kind of meanders for a while before he gets there.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Walking Dead had the same problem. It was clear he knew where he wanted to go, because he said, when Grimes dies, the comic ends, and I'm not writing any more on it. And then he just kind of dragged out how long it would take for his protagonist to finally die.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the same thing with Invincible. He clearly knew where he wanted to go with it, and I just got tired of waiting for that ending to happen. So,
well, he has a really good cast coming into this. I mean, you have Steven Yeun. Yeah, you have J.K. Simmons. You have Sandra Oh, Zazie Beetz. You have Jillian Jacobs, Andrew Rannells, Walton Goggins, Jason.
Murderer's row of comedy actors. It's crazy how many good actors. And, like, they're all cast really well for the roles they play. So, like, it's a perfect cast on this cartoon. And once you get past the first couple episodes, it settles into a really solid groove and is a really good adaptation of the comics. Like, I really enjoyed episode 3 through episode 8, which is the, like, it ends on episode 8 first season, and where it goes, because it adapts probably the first 3 or 4 volumes, I'd say, Josh, around there?
Probably, yeah, about 3 or 4, yeah.
The issue I have is the first 2 episodes are basically the first 2 volumes of the comic, and it moves at a breakneck pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in the comics, you spend some time with our hero, what's his name?
Mark?
Mark, thank you.
Invincible?
Mark Grayson. No, yes, his name is Invincible, but he's Mark before he's Invincible, thank you. You spend time with Mark as just basically boy Mark, before he becomes Superboy Mark. And so you get used to him not having powers so that when he finally gets powers, it feels like something of a revelation for the character. And
it's a surprise, even though you know it's going to come anyway.
Yeah, you know it has to because he's invincible. But still, when it finally happens, it's like, oh my god, it finally happened for him, yay! But the show, he gets his powers in the first 5 minutes, and you're just like, yay.
Yeah, like, but, oh, that's cool.
The inevitability of it, oh, this was the thing that was going to be, okay, cool. Let's just kind of move on from here. It doesn't have the same, like, visceral gut punch. Oh, he got it. Oh my god, now we actually get a superhero, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty much like, okay, this is the first 2 minutes, he's a superhero. Alright, bye.
Yeah. Like, the comics spend just long enough on it, you're sitting there going, is it really just going to be about the human son of Omni-Man and his trials and tribulations of being an also-ran? Because that's a bold choice. And then when he finally becomes basically Superboy, you're like, well, okay, I'm still invested because I invested in Mark the character.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The show doesn't do that. That's the flaw with the show. The show doesn't do that. You like Mark as a character. He's great as a superhero. You don't have that same connection to him, though, I would say.
You don't. And it's because, like, I remember reading the first few issues when it first came out a while ago and thinking that, so, well, I know he's going to be a superhero eventually. Like, is he like a Batman type? Like, but yeah, it's the show didn't really give you that, which I think is a little bit of a cheap.
Does he get bitten by a radioactive ladybug and become the bug? Because that would be great. I would watch that show, honestly. What are your superpowers? Well, I have spots and I fly like around. Okay.
In windows and
yeah,
I kind
into
of
windows and make little and like dink noises when I hit something. Yeah. Next. That sounds like a character for like the Mystery Men, right up there with like Waffle Man. Anyway. So, yeah, no, but once the show gets going and you get settled into the world, it's not bad. I think the other issue with the first episode, though, is because the comic spends so long with Mark as Mark and Omni-Man as basically the world's Superman, so you learn to trust him as a superhero and respect him and treat him like basically Superman. When he goes bad at the end of, what, that first six-issue set? It also feels like a visceral gut punch. And the crossplay of Mark getting his powers and Omni-Man being revealed to be a bad guy is like a double whammy that you're like, oh my god, where is this show go, or this cartoon? Oh my god, where is this comic going from here? But because everything's so compressed in the first episode, you get that reveal of Omni-Man being a bad guy at the end of the first episode. And while it's gory and violent and fantastic for what it is, it lacks that same visceral quality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know Omni-Man's going to be a bad guy. Like, it's like it would have been bolder for the show, and maybe it would have been a little slow, but it would have been bolder for the show to spend its whole 8 episodes with Mark Nerd Dweeb of high school instead of Mark Invincible.
Yeah.
You basically want them to start from the beginning of the comic book, though.
Well, they kind of do. They just compress the entire story of the comic book into one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also betrays some of the other things of the book, like Mark's gay friend, and I'm not saying that to be mean, he actually is gay, and it's the whole comic is supportive of the gay friend. He's an also-ran in the show. He has, like, a couple scenes in one episode late, and you're sitting there going, who's this dweeb we're hanging out with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas he's a main part of the comic, and he's, like, a balance to Mark as Mark, like, becomes a superhero, he still has his friend around to keep him grounded. What are
so
your
you would prefer you would prefer someone to basically flesh out the character a little bit more so that it's more enjoyable for you in the show.
Yes. So what are your guys' thoughts? I've talked now for like 8 minutes. You guys go.
No, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, the whole point of it was to kind of, you had to look at Mark being a dweeby dude, kind of like Peter Parker, kind of, and they took that away from you. Like, you never really got a sense that he was kind of a picked on loser, more or less, because, yeah, he was lightly bullied in the first episode, but it wasn't anything like in the comic book where he was just kind of like an outcast.
Yeah.
But, and like, because you find out he has superpowers within the first like 30 seconds of the TV show. Mm-hmm. And I think they could have at least spent, like, 15 minutes, maybe, you know, trying to get there.
Yeah, if not the whole first season, then at least the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they just wanted to get to the Omni-Man stuff real fast, because, like, I wish they spent more time with Omni-Man being, like, a good dad, you know, and showing all that stuff, instead of just like, okay, well, he's a murderer, you find that out in the first season, so...
Yeah. Like, I can get the understanding they want Mark to be invincible immediately. Like, after an episode, have Mark become the superhero so you can spend 7 episodes with him there. I feel like they should have rejiggered some of the plot lines from later in the books then, if you want to do that. Let Mark grow as a superhero while Omni-Man is there being a good dad and a superhero alongside him, training him, only to reveal at the end of episode 8... that Omni-Man is actually a bad guy all along, so that then the whole back half of the second season, or the first season, the whole back half of the first season where you know Omni-Man's a bad guy, but his actions are, like, affecting his family, and he's trying to still pretend he's the good Superman, and all that. You could do that for the second season, and then the climax where he has a fight with Mark, spoiler, and, like, then storms off to wherever, to, like, in space. That could be the second season, but they compressed all of this into one season, and it's weaker for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like with how faithful everything else mm-hmm. is in the book, or in the TV show, mm-hmm. I feel like that was a studio decision and not necessarily a writer decision.
I mean, I know Kirkman's involved in the show, but I don't know. That's a decision. Like, it's the opposite problem of The Walking Dead, where The Walking Dead pretty quickly in the comics gets to its setup and they move to the prison and they do stuff. Whereas the first, what, season and a half, two seasons of the show spends time faffing around at, like, a CDC center in downtown Atlanta and a farm and back to someplace else before finally getting to the prison. And you're sitting there like, can we just get to some fucking zombie action and some story and stop giving us characters no one gives a shit about and settings yeah. no one... Like, it's the opposite thing. Instead of giving us two seasons of faffing around with Mark for no reason, they're like, let's just do it all in one episode. That also yeah. doesn't work. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, but after the first episode, it ramped up a lot, so...
First episode or two, like, after that, it gets really good.
Yeah.
Because it finally has time to breathe.
Yeah.
B?
Agreed.
Agreed. I mean, I like Robert Kirkman, and I like how he writes. Mm-hmm. And I wish that when people rewrite his stuff for TV, that they would stick to the story.
Yeah.
But in some cases, they should have not stuck to the story, and they should have allowed the fandom to dictate how it should go.
Like what?
Well, this isn't for Invincible. That would be for The Walking Dead. They should not have killed off Steve Yeun's character. Like, he was, like, a super fan favorite, and I think they lost a lot of viewership when they killed him off.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I liked his character. I honestly hated when they killed him in the comics, too, and that was, like, I think in the comics it worked better. Part of the issue with the way that it happened on the show, and I know we're not talking about Invincible at all now, but let's talk Walking Dead. Part of the issue I had with it was just the way it did, where they almost killed him, and then he disappears for an episode. But no, he managed to survive hiding under a dumpster in the most improbable fashion possible, and then manages to escape, only for them to then actually kill him, like, three episodes later. And you're like, I feel like the death would have been better if they just would have done it once.
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
So, it just seems like, and this is just a complaint about writers in general.
Yeah.
Stop fucking it up, man.
I agree. So, do we have anything else about the show? Like, there's so much in the show, and I feel like we've barely touched upon any of it because we bitched about the first episode.
Well, so who are some of your favorite characters in the show?
Well, it's a lot like with the comics. I am really a fan of the teen team, and I love the names that they have for all of it. Like, Adam Eve. She's my favorite character in the comics and on the show. I like her superpowers. But I also like just the alliteration and the sound of Replicate. I think that's a great name. And she's an interesting character. And there are some surprises for her down the road that you'll know about if you read the comics that aren't revealed here. And I think she becomes a fantastic character if you know the comics. So I kind of like her now, even though she's not really well fleshed out yet.
Yeah. Same goes, I love Alan the Alien.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I actually,
and him having Seth Rogen's voice is just perfect for some reason.
I was going to say that having him be voiced like this cool laid-back alien voiced by this like Hollywood stoner is such an inspired choice.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Like, even if you're not a Seth Rogen fan in general, I think he has the perfect voice for this character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. B, who characters you like?
Well, I'm... really watched it a whole lot, so I've only seen a few episodes, but the episode, you know, I like Steve Yeun's character. Mm-hmm. I can get into it. I'm interested to see how it goes. I haven't read the comics either, so I'm basically just your color of the things that I've read online. but, you know, I'm interested to see if they bring more of, you know, Mark Hamill and Zachary Quinto's characters that they play, the robot, I think it is.
Yeah.
That he has he's really big in the comics, but they're Baylor touched on him in the show.
They do some things with him in the show. And my question is, and Josh, I think you might have the same question. How much is he going to be voiced by Zachary Quinto after this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the way they handle him, like, he stops needing the robot voice anymore, and I'm kind of confused as to, I'm curious as to whether or not Zachary Quinto is going to voice him at all after this first season.
Well, I hope he does, because I love Zachary Quinto, but...
He does great in that particular robotic style, yeah.
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 I wonder, who's voicing the kid? Is it? I thought it was still him. Maybe it's not.
No. The kid is a clone of Rexplode, which another that's great right. name. I love that. Yeah. So Jason Mazoukas, that's that his name?
Yeah.
Jason Mazoukas, yeah.
He
Ross Marquand also took over some of the characters that were being voiced by other actors as well. So
yeah, Jason Mazoukas voices Rexplode. And I think he voices the young version of Robot as well, because it's that body.
That makes sense, yeah.
So that, which is my reason why I'm not sure whether or not Zachary Quinto will be back. So, let's
you're forgetting the plot point with the robot in the comic book.
I'll have to go back and watch that. Yeah, I'll need that, because... Yeah. Interesting. Okay. We won't spoil it here.
No.
Just in case, because I've tried very hard not to spoil anything with foreknowledge of what comes in the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially since, aside from the condensation of the first episode, is that the right word? Condensing of the first episode. The show has been very true to the comics, so I'm assuming most of the plot points are going to follow as well.
I think so. Yeah. I'd be surprised if they didn't.
So I know we've done a similar version of this before, but I want it with the cool name this time. If you were a superhero or supervillain, we can do that as well, in the Invincible universe, what would you be?
Oh, man, I don't know. I am not feeling creative enough for this. Because, like, Robert Kirkman, like, as much as his dialogue is kind of like Quentin Tarantino's, where it's just okay.
Yeah.
He is great at coming up with names.
Yeah.
Like, Invincible aside, because that's a little on the nose, but he did that on purpose because, you know, throughout the entire comic, everyone makes fun of him for being invincible.
Yes.
But
And they do that in the show, too. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little conceited of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'll kick it off, and maybe you guys can come up with something that's equally amusing. So the name, I'll go with the name last, but I'm like a spirit of vengeance, almost Ghost Rider style, so I do catch on fire. But I also, for whatever reason, my death happened when I was driving around in my VW van. So I am the vampire. which is a total Kirkman name.
Nice.
And I transform into a van on fire when I go and I attack people for my spirit of vengeance. But the rest of the time, I look like a normal dude.
Okay. Cool.
You guys want to go with something?
Sure. I will. I think the last time we did this, I said voice or vocal kind of thing. So I'm going to do the opposite. I would go with a power to basically cut people off, like they aren't able to speak anymore.
Okay.
And call me the ultimate silence.
Ooh. I like that.
I still don't have anything. You guys just made me realize that I'm not creative. So
you are the nothing.
I am the nothing.
Oh, the nothing. Nice.
I can't think.
It's okay. It's a good superhero name. I'll give you that.
You came up with it, so.
Shh. I was giving you credit.
Credit is yours.
Giving you credit. Shh. All right. Anyway, anything else about Invincible we want to discuss?
If you haven't watched it, you should. Bye.
Well, I think we will definitely do another thing on it once the second season is out. So.
That's fair.
Oh, for sure.
I have more of the story to work off of right now. It's, the comics I love. The show is starting to get there. And I think that's the best we can say about it.
Yeah, well, I like both. So.
You like both?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it better than I like Walking Dead. Walking Dead, I kind of liked a part of third season and the opening episode of the whole series, and then I just couldn't make it to fifth season.
They keep killing off characters that I like. I'm really disappointed in Walking Dead right now.
Mm-hmm. At some point, it's going to be like Carol's arm and Daryl's bow, and those are the only characters left.
Dog. Dog is my favorite character right now, so he's probably on the cut list.
The bounty hunter?
No, Dog is Daryl's dog, and he calls him Dog.
Okay,
it's great.
No, Dog is going to die. Sorry.
Yeah, Dog is probably going to die. I just said that. Yeah. He's an animal.
There's no probably about it. Dog is
walking
on the cutting room floor. It's just going to happen.
Anyway.
All right. Has Kirkman written anything else?
The Fear Walking Dead?
Josh knows.
Are you talking about
other comics?
Comic books?
Other comics.
Yeah, he did the, what was it, the Astounding Wolfman.
Okay.
Brit. What else did he do?
Man, I know he's probably done work on, like, other people's stuff, like DC or Marvel or some shit. I was just wondering what other big series he had that we can expect to become a comic, a TV show at some point.
Outcast? He did something called Outcast?
Does it star Outcast?
Yes.
Like, the two guys Andre from
3000.
There's an episode, it's a Cinemax thing. Darkness surrounds him in a Wrathland scene. It's looks like it's a new series, Outcast.
Well, Cinemax, so I'm sure there's lots of nudity.
Possibly. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go watch it. and then
I wasn't in before, but
we had The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, Outcast, and Invincible. Those are what he has done thus far.
Yeah, there's one, another one. Is he involved in the third one? The Rise of the Walking Dead, or whatever the hell it's called.
Sure, he signed over those. He has rights to all of it.
Yeah, it's he has Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, The World Beyond.
Okay, yeah, that's the one. Which I heard was also boring and stupid. Which is
so much a waste of time. Sorry.
I mean, that was how I felt about Fear the Walking Dead. I managed to get through one season, and then I couldn't do any more.
Yeah, it's definitely...
It's not his fault. He writes good comics.
No. Well, the problem is he didn't write for The World Beyond. That's just the writers doing that. He wrote the following for The Walking Dead. He wrote 1.04, The Vatos. He wrote What Lies Ahead, Beside the Dying Fire, Made to Suffer, Isolation, After, and Strangers. For The Walking Dead. Those are the only episodes he wrote.
Are they good episodes?
Probably the best episodes. And then Fear the Walking Dead, you have the pilot episode, which he wrote, and The Good Man.
Yeah, the pilot episode wasn't bad. Like, I actually, like, it had a good pilot, which is part of the reason why I made it through a season, is because the pilot was good.
But Outcast is a horror series, Mike, so you might actually like it. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's
starring Outcast. So, I will not believe anything otherwise at this point.
He has also co-written, I think, stuff for Tech Jacket, Oblivion Song, Firepower for Image Comics, and The Ultimate X-Men, Irredeemable Ant-Man, Marvel Zombies for Marvel Comics.
I like him a little less now.
And a series that co-founded with Todd McFarlane on series Haunt. So apparently he had his fingers in those kind of pies too.
Yeah, the Marvel Zombies comics, those fell off real hard.
First run wasn't bad, but then...
Then they just didn't have anywhere to go with it from there.
Yeah,
it looks like he writes a lot of different things, and he's had his fingers in a lot of different pies. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff he does co-write with other people, like Battle Pope.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So...
All right, well, this has been Not So Light from Asteroid G, hoping that Kirkman can ensure the next season of Invincible stays on the tracks. This is Mike, bitten by a mutant ladybug Finkelstein.
Josh Schaefer.
And Queen Bee.
And we will see you guys next time.